الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل من ينجيكم من ظلمات البر والبحر تدعونه تضرعا وخفية لئن أنجانا من هذه لنكونن من الشاكرين قل الله ينجيكم منها ومن كل كرب ثم أنتم تشركون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. Every single one of us goes through some pain, some difficulty, some distress in his and her life. Sometimes the distress becomes very, very great and the agony very severe, the anguish extremely hard, person becomes overwhelmed. He's clutching at straws. There is pain, fear, suffering, darkness overwhelming him. There's turbulence, there's chaos, there is anxiety. Person is drowning in anxiety. For him, the road seems to be now closed in front. It has come to an end, a cul-de-sac. Everything around him just makes him feel helpless. Sometimes it's a financial problem. Person is just overwhelmed by debts. He's overcome with sorrow, grief. Sometimes it's some illness, some disease, some sickness. How many person suffering from cancer and other diseases? May Allah grant them shifa-i kamil. Only they know what they are going through. People around will try to console, comfort the person. But the pain the person is going through, the suffering, and even when doing some treatment, whether it's chemo or radium, and the person knows what he or she is going through. Person has got some psychological problem. Anxiety, stress. There's tension. So many a person, everything around him seems so dark that Allah forbid, thoughts goes through his mind, her mind, that let me take away my life, commit suicide. Allah protect us. Sometimes it's some dini problem. Sometimes it's a social problem. Sometimes it's a domestic problem. How many have been abused by the husbands? Physically, mentally, psychologically, they have been scarred. And they come to a point where they feel so helpless. All of us go through some type of pain and suffering. All of us go through worry, stress, distress, agony, anxiety, anguish. Sometimes it's some flood, some hurricane, some earthquake, loss of property, loss of lives. Sometimes there's fear of some enemy. Sometimes it's starvation, there's no food, days on end, there's famine, there's drought. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ إِلَى آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. Who is the one who responds to the person who is calling out in distress? He's in distress, he's in pain, he's in agony, he's drowning in anguish and anxiety. Who is the one who responds to him? وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ, and who removes that pain, that peril, that calamity he is going through? It is only Allah. It is only Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only protector. Allah is the only answerer to our supplications. No matter what the problem may be, no matter what point we have reached, person is losing his mind. Do not lose hope. The heaviest of rains comes with the darkest of clouds. The heaviest of rains comes with the darkest of clouds. Allah's mercy, when it comes at that point when a person cannot take it anymore. But he is turning to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Every Nabi has shown us, Allah has mentioned several Anbiya alayhi salatu salam in the Quran Majeed. وَنُوحًا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ. When Nuh alayhi salatu salam supplicated, he called out, Nada, he called out to Allah Rabbul Izzat, his Rabb. There was floods. Allah had commanded him to build that ark. We know the entire story, we're not going into the details. Most of the of his people had rejected him. They used to mock at him. Some members of his own family also did not believe in him. And now there is floods. And Nuh alayhi salam supplicates to Allah. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we answered his dua. We responded to his dua. The word فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَفَاسْتَجَبْنَاهُ. We answered his dua. And we removed him, we gave him salvation from the great calamity, the flood. Allah protected him and the believers. Ayyub alayhi salatu salam was a very handsome Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he went through great, great severe trials that we cannot even imagine. Lost his children, his wealth, his wife survived. And then he was tested with an illness, a disease, an ailment that compelled him now to go into the outskirts of the city because nobody wanted to come near him. It was his wife who took care of him. She stood by him. And Ayyub alayhi salatu salam cannot move. It is mentioned in the kitabs, but his lips would be engaged. يَلْهَجُ فِي ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Taking the name of Allah all the time. Some mufassirin have mentioned 18 years this physical illness he had. Entire body is in pain. There is a skin disease that he has. His poor wife has to go out, look for some work, work at some people's homes and come back, get some money to see and support Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu salam. He's a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's going through this pain. She tells him, oh Ayyub, why don't you make dua to Allah? Why don't you say Allah to remove this now? Some mufassirin have mentioned, he asked her, how many years of prosperity good health did I enjoy? She said, about 80 plus years. He said, how long I've been suffering? She said, 18 years. He said, can you compare then? 18 years only of suffering to 80 years of comfort that Allah gave me. But khair, finally he makes the dua, Rabbi anni masani yadur wa anta arhamur rahimin. Wallah, this calamity has afflicted me. Wallah, you are most merciful of all those who show mercy. And the long story short, we're not going to the entire incident of tafsir. His wife had gone out and Allah cured him. He took a bath in the river nearby and he completely cured. Allah gave him such beauty. And he had nice clothes. Allah replaced him with good. Mufassirin have written that when his wife came back, she did not recognize who this person, thinking that he's a stranger. What are you doing in my house? Searching for Ayyub alayhi salatu salam. She's frantic because where is he? Then he asks, would you recognize your husband? She says, of course. Then he smiles and he said, Ana Ayyub. I am Ayub. I am your husband. And then she recognized him from his voice and he said, Allah cured me. But what a long period of time of suffering. Therefore, it's proverbial to say, Sabru Ayyub. You have patience like the patience of Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Rabbi anni mastani yadur wa anta arhamur rahimin. Fastajabna lahu again. And we responded to his dua. Fakashafna ma bihi min dur. We removed that pain. Allah said, we replaced him. We gave him more children, gave him abundant wealth. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he is struggling and giving his people da'wat towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And they were just rejecting him. Working tirelessly, calling them, begging them. Finally he becomes frustrated. وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَنْ لَنْ نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ. So he leaves. He should have waited for Allah's hukam, but he left out of frustration with his people. He bought the ship and now the ship suddenly, it is now almost sinking. And somebody said, no. There's somebody amongst us here who is the cause of this. And finally, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam realizes him and he jumps off the boat of the ship. And then we know that the whale that swallows him. Imagine in the darkness of the night, in the darkness of the sea, the ocean, in the darkness of the belly of the whale, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam is in this distress and agony. It's easy to read the story that a whale just comes and swallows him. What he must have went through. Everything around him is dark. Quran says, وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. He called out to us in darknesses, plural. Three darknesses. The darkness of the night, the darkness of the sea, the darkness of the belly of the whale. And what did he say? أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah, there is no deity worthy of worship but you. Ya Allah, you are free from any type of shortcoming, deficiencies, blemishes. Ya Allah, you are pak, you are most pure. I have wronged. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I am from the oppressors, the transgressors. I am from the sinners. When he made the dua, fastajabna lahu, wanajjaynahu min al-gham. Allah says, we responded. Again, the same word. Fastajabna lahu, fastajabna lahu. We responded. Mufassirin have written, the angels who were by the arsh of Allah, because this dua of Yunus alayhi salatu salam is known as da'watu dhinnun, the dua, the supplication of the one who was in the belly of the fish. Noon in Arabic means fish. When he made the dua sincerely, earnestly, begging Allah, crying to Allah, beseeching Allah, he knew it is only Allah who can help me. Only Allah who can relieve me. And this is what you and I need. When we make dua, hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. Ud'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. Make dua to Allah having firm conviction, yaqeen. My dua is being answered by my Allah. To the sister who is suffering at home, to the brother who may be suffering, whether it is a disease, whether it is some financial problem, whether it is some depression, whether it is some psychological problem, some domestic problem, whether it is drugs, whatever it may be, cry seriously to Allah. Allah does not accept the dua min qalbin lahin, when a person is just making dua inattentively. He's fiddling around his beard, looking here and there. Any beggar who has a very sad face, person, the beggar has a pitiable face, person feels pity for him, feels sorry. The beggar is shedding tears. You can see from his expression of his face that he is in dire strait, he's in need, he's in pain, he wants something. Automatically, no matter how hard your heart may be, you'll give him something. But if the beggar is looking somewhere else and just stretches his hand and not even looking at you and bothered, would you give him? No. Allah wants us to turn his attention and believe firmly that it is only my Allah who can answer my dua. Whatever the condition is, whatever the halat may be, the angels heard his cry and they have said, Ya Allah, sawtun da'if. This is a weak voice, ma'roof, but it is known by us. We can recognize this voice. We know this voice of somebody who we know. This man is in distress, he's in pain, he's in agony. Fi baladin ghareeb, from a very distant and strange place he's making dua. He was in the belly of the whale. Allah says, do you know who it is? They said, who? Allah says, it is my servant Yunus. Ya Allah, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, your Nabi. Ya Allah, in the times of prosperity, he must have done some good, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in his pain, Ya Allah. Help him, Ya Allah. Relieve him from that pain. Yunus alayhi salam, dua, reach the skies. And Allah answered his dua, and Allah removed him from the belly of the fish. And Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In this way, we also give salvation to the believers. Not only Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, but any believer. And therefore, in the hadith, it is so highly stressed and emphasized. Any problem you have, respected brother and sister, read this dua. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Read it with feeling, like how Yunus alayhi salam made this dua. Turn to Allah, and Allah will definitely assist. قُلْ مَنْ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Allah addresses the mushrikeen in the Qur'an. Who will save you from the darknesses of the sea and the land? When your boat is rocking, and what would they say? لَيْنْ أَنْجَانَا مِنْ هَذِي لَنَكُولَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Allah says, تَدْعُونَهُ تَضَرُعًا وَخُفْيًا. When they are in pain, and the boat, his ship is rocking in the sea, then even the mushrikeen would turn to Allah. تَدْعُونَهُ, they would supplicate, تَضَرُعًا, with humility, وَخُفْيَةً, and quietly. And they would say, لَإِنْ أَنْجَانَا مِنْ هَذِي لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. If Allah saves us now, we'll be from those who are grateful. Allah says, قُلِ اللَّهُ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْهَا. It is Allah who is the one who relieves you, who gives you success, who gives you salvation, who finds you a way out, and He saves you. وَمِنْ كُلِّ كَرْبٍ, and from any other disaster, calamity, pain, suffering. But Allah says, what happens after that? You make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You carry on with your own habits, your sins. You don't care about anybody in the world. You forget Allah's help when you were in pain and you cried out to Him, how Allah assisted you. My respected brothers and elders, we need to genuinely turn to Allah Rabbul Izzah. Not only when condition comes. Even when we are prosperous and happy and enjoying in our life. In fact, when we do that, when you are praying to Allah and supplicating to Allah in times of ease and comfort, then Allah guarantees He will assist us in times of calamity and pain and suffering. Zakariya alayhi salatu salam, he's old, he's got no children. He's worried, concerned that after I go, this deen must continue in my family, in my legacy, in amongst the people, my qawm. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. Ulama say, this is how we should be making dua to Allah. نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. Quietly, with humility. Talk to Allah. What is dua? Dua is that very special relationship a servant has with his Allah. You are in communion with Allah. You are talking to Allah. Whatever language. But you are supplicating, you are talking to Allah. It's only you and Allah. Nida'an khafiyya. And then he first presented to Allah all his physical weaknesses. What did he say? قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي. Wallah, my bones have become weak. I'm gone old, fragile. واشتعل الرأس شيبا. My hair has become white. والله ولم أكن بدعاء ربك بدعائك ربي شقيا. والله I'm never unblessed with making dua to you. Always answered my dua. والله do not leave me alone without any progeny, without somebody coming and taking over this deen from me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his dua. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Allah says, we answered his dua. You see in the Quran, people who come and ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam questions, Allah mentioned, for example, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيدِ وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيدِ. They ask you about menstruation, حيد. And then Allah will say, قُلْ هُوَ أَذَنْ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is dirt, it is filth, etc. And the ahkam, it is impure, حيد, that a woman goes through. So each time Allah tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ, O Muhammad, say to them this, say to them this, say to them this. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ. They ask you about the moon. قُلْ. O Muhammad, tell to them. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ. They ask you about the mountain. فَقُلْ. يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفَى. My Allah will pulverize it. So each time, قُلْ, tell them, tell them. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ. قُلْ, قِتَالٌ فِيهِ كَبِيرٌ. But when he says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. When my servants ask about me, they Allah didn't say, O Muhammad, you should tell them, قُلْ. Allah himself says, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. I am close to you. In other words, I am guaranteeing you I will answer your dua. We make dua for something, sometimes Allah gives us the exact thing we have asked for. Sometimes Allah gives us something better. Sometimes there is a delay in that dua being answered. It's answered, but we only get it after a period of time. You know, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, according to the commentators, when he lost Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, his little child was thrown into the well. And such a long period, some ulama have mentioned 40 years. 40 years he made dua, 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 dua. He became blind even. Asallahu ayyatiyani bihim jami'a. Long story of how his brothers went, etc. And Binyamin also was kept. And Yaqub alayhi salam is crying. Allah will answer my dua. And after that Allah answers his dua. And Yusuf is reunited alayhi salatu wasalam with his parents. So sometimes there is a delay in the dua. Ulama have mentioned, Rasulullah has mentioned, that don't be hasty. Don't be hasty. Don't say, da'autu, da'autu, amid dua, falam yustajab li, my dua not getting answered. Fayastahsiru inda dhalik. The person then loses hope, he becomes despondent, wayada'u ad-dua, then he abandons dua. Allah does not want that to happen. Carry on knocking, carry on knocking, carry on, and enjoy talking to Allah. That is it. Imagine if we didn't have a thing like dua. Dua is one of the best doors or the keys towards getting some type of solace. Some type of inner happiness and peace and serenity. Dua, silahul mu'min, it is the weapon of a believer. You are talking to Allah. You are showing humility. It is a time when you are showing that you are a slave and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my master. Allah also enjoys us begging from Him. I normally give the example of a child. You love the child of yours, a grandchild, and the child wants a sweet, and you got the sweet for him. But you pick the sweet up higher and higher, and you make the child jump higher and higher and higher. And the child is almost shedding tears, or it begins to shed tears, and then quickly you give the child the sweet, and you grab the child. Allah knows when to give it to us. أَيُّعَجِّلَ دَعْوَةَ. Hadith says, sometimes Allah answers the dua immediately. أَوْ يَدَّخِرُ عَنْهُ. Allah Ta'ala stores it for him for the Akhirat. When you go there, and now we're looking for rewards, and suddenly we see a whole pile, whole vault of sawab. Allah, what is all this? Oh, Allah will see the dua you made in the dunya, I saved it for you here in the Akhirat. Now you enjoy your Jannah. Or sometimes Allah, the dua we made perhaps for a car or a house, whatever it was. But we're not getting that house, we're not getting that car. But Allah saves us from a huge accident. Allah saves us from some other problem. Some disease, some illness, which you and I did not know. We could not see it happening. We did not know it's going to happen to us. أَوْ يَصْرِفَ بِهِ السُّوءَ. Allah removes a calamity. The bigger the dua you made, the bigger the calamity is going to be moved away. Ask, beg from Allah for the smallest thing you require. Hadith of Rasul says, even if you need a shoelace, ask Allah. لَا يَتَعَاظَمُ شَيْءٌ. Nothing is hard and heavy for Allah to give. He is Allah the most great. He is Hayyan Qayyum. He is Azim, most great, most powerful, Akbar, nobody greater than Him. His treasures never become depleted. He gives and He gives and He gives and His treasures are always full. Don't be hasty. Ensure your earnings are halal. That's our problem. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the example. I'm not going to go in detail of dua, so we have spoken about dua, but my main part is to turn to Allah. I'll just mention this incident that the person is, Nabi Akareem Sallam gives an example of a traveler. His disheveled hair, his clothes are all, you know, unkempt, and he's full of covered with dust. He's riding for a long period of time, a very tedious, long journey. Any person looks at him will feel sorry for him. And he's begging Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. But his food is haram, his drink is haram, his conveyance is haram. وَقَدْ غُضِيَ بِالْحَرَامِ. Is nourished by haram. فَأَنَّا يُسَجَابُ لِذَارِكَ. Allah says, how can such a person dua be answered then? We have to ensure that our earnings is 110% halal and we're consuming that which is halal. And also don't ever make dua for any sinful thing. So beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith of Rasul says, لِعَزِمِ الْمَسْأَلَةِ وَيُعَظِّمُ الرَّغْبَةِ. Ask Allah, beg Allah. Show that yearning within you. And that want in within you. Ya Allah, I want it. Ya Allah, I'm begging you. Ya Allah, you grant it to me. You must be strong. Like a person shooting an arrow. If he pulls his hand right far back, and he draws the arrow back with full force, then the arrow will reach the target. But you give a small light tug, the arrow will fall down at your feet. Ulama have explained like this, when you're making dua, it should be with sincerity, with humility. Show Allah that you're a beggar. Cry to Allah. Talk to Allah. Especially in the dark hours of the night, the Tahajjud time. Or even whilst you are turning your sights, when you are sleeping and your eyes open, Hadith of Rasulullah is mentioned. Read the fourth kalima, the third kalima. Allahumma ghfirli, Allah forgive me. And then if a person, after that, makes wudu and he makes two rakat namaz, or whatever dua he makes, his dua is answered. So even if a person is in his bed and he begs from Allah, cries to Allah, Allah is listening. Sami'un, qareebun. He's all listening, he's close. In Allah, يُحِبُّ الْمُلِحِّينَ فِي الدُّعَى. Allah loves those who are begging and persisting in dua. So there are so many other aspects of dua. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam begged from Allah. Allah removed the difficulties. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, we mentioned in the days of Qurbani, that he was stripped from his clothes and he was thrown into the burning inferno. Into that fire. And as he's been catapulted, an angel comes from the fourth sky. Ya Allah, can I go and see what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Can I be of assistance to him? Allah sent that angel. And then he asked Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, before he could enter the fire, oh Ibrahim, can I assist you? He said, Amma anta fala. No, your assistance I do not want. He made dua to Allah. He said, Hasbunallahu ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best of protectors. And Allah immediately answers his dua. Allah says, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْضًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Oh fire, become cool and sound for Ibrahim. And he was saved. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is away from his father. What he must have went through in the dark well, then taken and sold as a slave, and then finally goes to Egypt. And then there's an accusation that ma'adallah, he is trying to seduce Zulaikha, who is the minister's wife. He's thrown into prison. And in between Zulaikha, when the people were saying it, that this incident took place, so she wanted to show her friends that you are saying things, but if you look at his beauty, you'll also fall into the trap. You'll also become caught up in his beauty and attracted to his beauty. And we know she called them, and they were busy cutting the fruit, but she made Yusuf alayhi salam pass through, and they began cutting the fingers because they were awestruck. Some commentators have mentioned that each one of those women, quietly, they went to try and seduce Yusuf alayhi salam. قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ وَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ Ya Allah, it is better for me to live in the prison than what these women are enticing me towards. وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنْ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ Ya Allah, you help me, Allah. Ya Allah, this is a difficult trial, Ya Allah. I'm giving my words. I do not want to be from the ignorant ones. I do not want to slip. I do not want to fall. Oh Allah, they're inviting me towards haram. I prefer remaining in the prison. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his dua. فَسَّجَبْنَا لَهُ Allah removed him from this plight and condition. And then Allah gave him, made him unto became the minister of finance in Egypt. Allah says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ Allah says, Your Rabb, Allah says, ادْعُونِي Make dua to me, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ The same word I'm saying, Allah used for Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ Allah says, I will answer your dua. Then Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي Those who feel independent and have pride and arrogance from making dua to me, soon they will enter Jahannam in a despicable condition. الدُّعَاءُ مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ الدُّعَاءُ هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ Hadith of Rasulullah Tirmidhi. Dua is the essence, it's the marrow of ibadah. In ibadah, what are we doing? When we're making sajda, salat, we are showing التَّذَلُّل, we are showing our humility to Allah. Wallah, I am in need. Ya Allah, you are ghani, I am faqir. We are rubbing our foreheads onto the ground before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In dua, what are we doing? We are raising this begging bowl. We are talking to Allah, begging from Allah. Ya Allah, you are my master, I am your slave. Ya Allah, you help me, you assist me, remove the difficulties. If the ummah makes dua genuinely with all these conditions, ensuring our money is halal, our earnings are halal, and we don't lose hope, and we continue begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course we live a life of purity and obedience, then Allah's madad must come. Allah's mercies must come. Have yaqeen in that. As I said, all of us go through problems. I myself, I know what I go through. Only Allah knows what I go through. And sometimes you feel so full of agony and pain and anguish and anxiety. But then you remind yourself, is not Allah listening? He's al-hay al-qayyum, all living, self-subsistent. He's going to answer you. He's going to come to your rescue. He's the only one who can save you. He's the only one who can protect you. He's the only one who can assist you. Every other thing of this world can fail. Allah never fails. Allah knows what is best for you. He will give you the best. And turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant me tawfiq, grant you tawfiq. So many people in the ummah is suffering. So many people are suffering. People write, people phone, got a financial problem. I mean, debts, I got paid this, I got to do that. There are people who are crying about their children who just gone off track. Allah bring them onto hidayat. So many are living a life of filth and sin. Morbid life, filthy, filthy, filthy lives. How many a woman is going through pain? How many a man is going, a brother is going through pain? And as I mentioned, people have sicknesses, illnesses. It's not easy. They're going through great pain. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer their du'as. And if maut comes, what Allah will give them in the akhirah will be far greater than what they would have got in this world. But we still make dua, Allah grant them shifa-i kamil. All those who are in problem, ummah is going through great, great difficulties. In our country also, may Allah bring aman and aman. Allah give us safety, protection. May Allah make us true slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are so lucky we got a connection with Allah. Because we just have to just beg from Allah. Just raise your hands and talk to Allah. Sometimes you're not even raising your hands, your heart is talking to Allah. Your heart is talking to Allah. And then you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's unseen divine help will come. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. بسجد روح الشريف.